Good night, Malaysian 370. Those were the last words heard from a Malaysia Airlines plane before it vanished from radar. A year later, the plane and the 239 people on board have not been found.
What we really need is real-time data tracking with regard to when the event occurs.
Very, very rare occurrence.
Nothing's been done to make sure that it can't happen again.
Less than an hour after MH370 departed Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, all communication from the plane ceased, and it dropped off radar. The first search area was here, along the original flight path. But the search areas kept shifting, especially after Malaysian military radar found a final transmission further north, and that the plane could have flown another 7 hours. The discrepancy exists because traditional radar does not track over oceans, and the plane was only equipped to report its location every 60 minutes. The International Civil Aviation Organization, or ICAO, sets global standards for the airline industry. ICAO is recommending planes report their positions every 15 minutes and every minute during distress. ICAO Council President Alumiyewa Baynard Alu spoke via Skype.
Once we implement this system and we're able to track flights to every 1 minute, we increase our ability to locate flights.
Underwater devices search the ocean floor for the plane, hoping to hear a signal from these, the flight data recorders. But the recorder batteries only last 30 days. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration and other global organizations are extending the battery requirements to 90 days, effective in 5 years. This is also a problem. Search vehicles heard pinging sounds they thought were coming from the plane, but were actually from marine life. Former FAA accident investigator David Soucy has written a book on MH370. He suggests the frequency be changed.
So that it's a distinguishable pattern. It's a pattern that may even be able to, like a Morse code type situation, that tells us what aircraft that actually came from, or at least that it was from an aircraft.
Experts also suggest unsinkable flight recorders. Captain Ian Jabot is a U.S. commercial airline pilot.
If we could get it floating on the surface with some sort of locator, both visually and with some sort of electronic means, I think we would both expedite the recovery process and also save millions upon millions of dollars in search.
Already, the Malaysian search is the most expensive in aviation history, estimated at more than $90 million. Experts agree missing aircraft are rare, but it could happen again. They say that probability drops once all this new technology is installed on new planes. That will happen 7 years from now. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA.